Testing in the House Chamber, 100th Legislative Day.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber, and the Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors in the gallery are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Holly. We ask our members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Holly.
Let's bow our heads. Father God, today I just want to pray a simple prayer. First, I'd like to pray for our highway patrolman who is right now struggling for his life, protecting us and our community. I'd like to pray for all of the people, the first responders, the military, and the people who put themselves on the line every day to protect and to save us. I'd also like to pray for us in this chamber. We all come in with issues. We all have so many burdens to bear. And sometimes this responsibility gets to be a lot for us. I pray that when we find ourselves short in temper and using words that harm, that we think twice and we back up, because we become way too decisive. Things have just come to a boiling point in many people's lives, and we need to just breathe. Breathe with your words and with your wisdom. Father, make sure that all of the bills that we will talk about today, that we'll do it honestly and with the people and you in mind, not with ulterior motives, not for the sake of power, for power's sake, but for the right of the people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for July 23rd has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for July 23rd be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Members, please join me in welcoming our nurse of the day with us today, Matthew Clemens from Wake Forest. Mr. Clemens, thanks for being with us today, sir. Petitions, memorials, or papers addressed to the General Assembly of the House. The clerk will read.
Mr. James White, House Principal Clerk. Mr. Clerk, it has been an honor of my lifetime to serve the people of District 113 in the North Carolina House of Representatives, and I am thankful for the opportunity to serve in this honorable body. However, at this time, it is more important that I be home and focused on my two beautiful children. With that said, I officially submit to you my resignation effective at noon, July 26, 2019. Sincerely, Representative Cody Henson.
Noted. Ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bills duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 190, an act to expand authorization for the county impose special assessment for dam repair. House Bill 872, an act to make various changes to the Underground Utilities Safety and Damage Prevention Act, including authorization of Underground Damage Prevention Review Board approved training course and to impose a fee on operators of the Fund of Activities of the Board. And the following bill due to ratify properly enrolled and prepare for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State. Senate Bill 194, an act removing the cap on satellite annexation for the town of West Jefferson and the city of Saluda.
Chapter bills will be noted. Representatives Johnson, Lambeth, Sane, Arp, Brisson, Dobson, Faircloth, McGrady are recognized and forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representatives Johnson, Lambert, Sane, Arp, Brisson, Dobson, Faircloth, McGrady, Appropriations Committee report. House Bill 231, NCCC, Reorganization Authority and Career Coaches, favor and refer to rules, calendar operations of the House.
See referral to rules is stricken. Calendar 36B.
House Bill 305, Summer School Study, College Advising Corps, favorable and referred to Rules Calendar Operations of the House.
Sarah, referral to Rules is stricken. Calendar, 36B.
House Bill 372, UNCAP Scores, Funds, NCSSM, Morganton Campus, favorable and referred to Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.
Serial to Rules is stricken. Calendar, 36B. Mr. Clerk, at the request of the bill sponsor, Chair removes House Bill 391 from today's calendar. We'll simply say calendar 36B. It'll be noticed later. Message from the Senate. The Clerk will read.
Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that the message be sent to the House of Representatives with information that the Senate failed to concur in Senate Bill 217, House Committee Substitute, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to numerically realign superior and district court districts with prosecutorial districts. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk.
Noted.
House Bill 554, Senate Committee Substitute Number 2, 7th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to modify funeral service and crematory license and practice in concurrence for the Senate Committee Substitute Number 2.
Counter, Rule 36B.
House Bill 645, Senate Committee Substitute, 6th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to revise outdoor advertising laws for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Counter, percent Rule 36B.
House Bill 760, Senate Committee Substitute, 3rd Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to expand the investigative authority of loss prevention workers and to clarify requirements in defense of prosecution of obtaining property with false pretenses for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Counter, percent Rule 36B.
Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that the message be sent to the House of Representatives with information that the Senate failed to concur in Senate Bill 438, House Committee Substitute, 4th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to modify the implementation of the North Carolina Read to Achieve program in order to attain statewide reading proficiency by the third grade and request conferees. The President Pro Tem appoints Senator Berger, Chair, Senators Ballard, Horner, and Tillman on the part of the Senate to confer with the like committee appointed by the honorable body to the end that the differences arising may be resolved. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk.
Noted. Calendar, House Bill 228, Corporal Reed.
Representative Murphy, House Bill 228, a bill to entitle an act to modernize the laws pertaining to the North Carolina Medical Board and the practice of medicine. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from McDowell, Representative Dobson, recognized for motion.
Motion to concur.
Gentleman has moved the House concur. The gentleman has the floor to debate the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill passed the Senate on 7/22. With a unanimous vote, it's passed the House on two occasions I know of with almost a unanimous vote. Basically, it modernizes laws pertaining to the North Carolina Medical Board. Real quickly, I'll run through the provisions. It protects patients by strengthening laws regarding sexual misconduct, addresses the opioid epidemic and inappropriate prescribing, increases access to care, improves the North Carolina Medical Board's ability to timely and fairly enforce the Medical Practice Act, ease the burden for grieving families. By doing this, the bill will make it easier for families to find a physician to sign a death certificate of a loved one and provides immunity from civil liability or professional discipline liability when the physician signs in good faith. And it updates and modernizes many of the statutes for the North Carolina Medical Board. Again, unanimous from the Senate on 7/22, and it's passed the House with one dissenting vote. I'd appreciate your support here today. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of the motion to concur with the Senate Committee Substitute, House Bill 228. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Hawkins, gentlemen, like to vote. Clerk lot machine, record the vote. 112 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. The House does concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 228. Bill is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. House Bill 961, clerk will read.
Representatives Kyle Hall, Arp, Sane, and Hardister, House Bill 961, a bill to the entitlement act to provide for certain federal funding. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Chairman from Lincoln, Representative Sane, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and for a motion to concur, but I will explain just a little bit. This is House Bill 961.
Chair, the gentleman is recognized for the motion to concur, and the gentleman is recognized to debate the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill was passed on Monday night with the Senate 45-0, so it was unanimous. What this essentially does is allow for the federal block grant funds to continue, and federal grants for CDBG, matching clean water, clean drinking water, funds the suicide hotline funds. And it was all in House Bill 966 in the budget. This is and a couple merely technical changes, but it just assures that we have those federal block grant funds and DHHS, and just urge you to support it. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the adoption of the motion to concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 961. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Adcock, like to vote on the bill. Clerk light machine, record the vote. 112 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. The House does concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 961. The bill is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. House Bill 736. Clerk will read.
Representative Zachary Conrad and Howard, House Bill 736, a bill to be entitled Act to limit spousal share with respect to jointly held property to a reputable consumption. Presumption of in-kind contribution unless otherwise established by clear and convincing evidence and to require the fee filing for claim and effective share. General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Gentleman from Yadkin, Representative Zachary, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Section 1 of this bill provides that in the determination of a spouse's elective share, that property held as tenants by the entirety or jointly with right of survivorship will be presumed to be owned and included in the determination based upon the deceased person's pro rata share based on how many names are, say, on the account, unless it can be proven by clear and convincing evidence that the contribution to the account was different. And that just kind of brings this part of the law into compliance with tax law and other estate law. Representative Turner, who was a clerk in Iredell, was very familiar with this type of statute, and she was supportive of this statute. Section 2 and 3 deal with cost, and have increased the cost to $200, which is the same as a caveat case. And the reason I've asked them to make it $200 is because these matters are complicated. They take up a lot of the clerk's time. They end up getting appealed to Superior Court, and so they should pay more costs than just the $120 that you pay to qualify in an estate. And then, of course, Section 4 deals with the effective date, and I'm available for any questions. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House, passage of House Bill 736 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 112 having voted in the affirmative, none of the negative. House Bill 736 passes second reading. Bill without objection. You're read a third time.
General Simmons, North Carolina Act.
Question before the House. Passage of House Bill 736 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 736 having passed its third reading, order sent to the Senate. House Bill 784, the clerk will read.
Representatives Brody and McNeil, House Bill 784, bill to be entitled in action to direct law enforcement agencies to increase the age requirement for traffic control officers and to require the North Carolina Community College System to offer a traffic control training course for those that would be appointed as a traffic control officer. General Assembly, North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Uni, Representative Brody, recognize, debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and members. This bill creates a parallel system to the already existing system for law enforcement to train traffic control officers for situations. And it's been through state and local government, finance and rules, and I ask your support, and I'll stand for any questions. Thank you.
For what purpose, gentleman from Craven, Representative Speciale Rouse?
See if the sponsor would yield to a question.
Gentleman from Union yield?
Yes, sir.
He yields.
Is this, I know that a lot of departments use explorers, they do it for training, for the Young Explorers program, things like that. Is this going to affect using them for parking lots and that type of thing?
No, it's not designed for interior of a certain person's property. This is for where the property meets the road itself. It's egress into the property itself from the public street.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, question for the House. Passage of House Bill 784 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Meyer, gentlemen want to vote on the bill? Clerk will light machine record the vote. 111 having voted in the affirmative, 1 the negative. House Bill 784 passes second reading. Will that objection? Be right there, time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 784 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 784, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. Members, we're going to stand at ease momentarily. The chair is looking at possibly a couple of non-controversial bills to today's calendar since we don't have votes tomorrow. And also the chair is aware there's some amendments that are being filed on the next bill, but we'll just be at ease for just a couple minutes. House will come back to order. Senate Bill 522, the clerk will read.
Senator Tillman, Senate Bill 522, a bill to be entitled Low Performance Schools to Standard Student Conduct, General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Representative Elmore, does the gentleman want to handle amendments first or debate the bill first, then go to amendments?
Mr. Speaker, if we could handle the amendments first, please.
Very well. The gentleman is recognized to send forth Amendment ABE 50, Version 3. The clerk will read.
Representative Elmore moves to amend the bill on page 2, lines 21 through 27, by rewriting the lines to read.
Gentleman has the floor to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill had some pieces of language in it that seemed to contradict one another. The goal of this, after talking with staff, is to clarify that language so it reads more clearly. So I would consider this more of a technical amendment in nature, and I would appreciate your support.
Further discussion, further debate on the amendment? If not, the question for the House, the adoption of Amendment A1. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk will act machine record the vote. 109 having voted in the affirmative, 1 the negative. The amendment's adopted. Representative Elmore recognized to send forth Amendment ABE 51, Version 4. Clerk will read.
Representative Elmore moves to amend the bill on page 1, line 2, by inserting between the words 2 and a line the phrase. Johnson, oops.
Chairman has the floor to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This amendment deals with a bill that we've already passed and that actually the governor has signed into law, and there was some confusion from the department. That bill was vetted through the department as we passed it, but once it became law, the information that went down to the human resource officers on renewing contracts under this new provision, the interpretation from the department changed, and they claimed that they had some problems with how it was written, and it would exclude about 400 people, 400 teachers, from being able to participate in this. HR departments across the state right now are hiring their teachers for the new year. Many of those hires have already taken place, and this is very time sensitive, so we can get this through the hopper to make the clarification so they can renew contracts for folks that fit under this. This came from, I've talked with the bill sponsor, Senator McGinnis, and also Representative Clemens, that had a large part of Senate Bill 219 that's now law, and let them review this, and they had no problems with these changes. So I would appreciate your support on the amendment.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, the adoption of Amendment A2. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk clock machine record the vote. 110 having voted in the affirmative, 1 the negative. The amendment is adopted. Representative Elmore recognized, send forth Amendment ABE 53 V2. The clerk will read.
Representative Elmore moves to amend the bill on page 1, lines 7 through 9, by rewriting the lines to read.
Chairman has the floor to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. What this amendment does is it removes the section of the bill at the end that deals with student discipline policies and student discipline reporting. We are removing that at this time from this bill for further analysis of that section and looking into that part more. So what this amendment will do is remove that section, and I would appreciate your support.
Further discussion, further debate? Not the question for the House, the adoption of Amendment A3. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 109 having voted in the affirmative, 2 in the negative. The amendment is adopted. Representative Elmore, I'll go ahead and recognize, does the gentleman wish to debate the bill? There is one other amendment I tell you, I'll dispose of the amendment and come back to you. The gentleman from Orange, Representative Myers, recognizes and forth an amendment, ABE 56. The clerk will read.
Representative Myers moves to amend the bill on Amendment 1 on page 1, line 31, and Amendment 1 by deleting the word shall and substituting the word may.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I appreciate Representative Elmore's amendment so far to make this bill a little bit better. I would ask you to make one more change. This bill amends the process that is used, or the bill amends the process that is used to identify schools for the Innovation School District. Under the bill, in 3 years, the State Board of Education would have to put the 5 lowest performing schools in the state into the Innovation School District every year. No matter what's happening with those schools in terms of turnaround, local efforts, there would be no discretion to the state board. They would have to put those 5 schools in. This amendment would give the state board discretion by simply changing the wording in the bill from shall to may. They could put up to 5 schools in. There's also a provision that Representative Elmore just amended that a school could voluntarily go in if there was room to go up to 5 schools. The reason I'd ask you to think about this, changing this, is imagine if you have one of these schools in your district. And let's say that within the last year before it's identified as being one that would go into the Innovation School District, let's say that you have a new principal in that school, a superintendent with a strong turnaround focus, you've seen strong gains in that school that maybe you haven't seen before, and you feel like it's headed in the right direction. This would give the State Board of Education the discretion to say, you know what? We don't need to take over that school. That school is already turned around. We need to support the local efforts to fix that. If you don't change this, even if your local district was doing everything they could and all your people were on board and parents were happy with the school all of a sudden, you could still go through the traumatizing process of having the state board take over one of your schools that's trying to get better. So I would ask for the good of families and students in your district to please give the state board discretion on whether or not they pick those bottom 5 schools.
Further discussion, further debate. What purpose, gentleman from Wilkes, Representative Elmore Wright?
I would urge you to
recognize debate the amendment.
Yes, I would urge you to oppose the amendment. This process that is being set up is a multiple-year process where if the school is to the point that it is on the selection, it's been multiple years of qualifying through the list. You have to think about the list being fluid, meaning if you are on a watch list, for example, and things improve, you can get off of the watch list because it all deals with the bottom 5%. What this would do is, in my opinion, could possibly politicize the process at the end. If the state board is not required to put folks onto the selection list, that they may be able to do it, may be able to do the selection, they can just choose to do nothing. So you've had a multiple year process that they've gone through to try to gain improvements. You haven't seen the improvements, and they say, well, we just really don't want to deal with it. I don't think that's a structure that you want with a process that we're trying to set up here to deal with our lowest performing in the state. This is dealing with the first cutoff is the bottom 5%. This is dealing with the bottom 5 schools, and you have to think of it as slots, that because the list can be fluid, there might not be a total of 5 that qualify that year. It could be 3 that qualify that year. And there is flexibility that is built in at the discretion of the state board on how to deal with them once they are in the ISD itself. It doesn't have to be a charter operator. This bill allows DPI to be an ISD operator themselves. So DPI can take it on and say, that particular school, we want to do the interventions there and try to deal with it. So I think that if you pass this amendment, it basically defeats the whole purpose of dealing with the chronically 5 bottom schools after basically a 5-year process that they've been through and have not seen any improvement. So I would urge you to oppose the amendment.
For what purpose does the lady from Orange, Representative Insko, rise?
To ask Representative Elmore a question.
Representative Elmore, does the gentleman yield?
Yes, sir.
Yields.
Representative Elmore, thank you for that explanation. I just want to clarify. I think you said that sometimes there may be only three on that list. If we're going to have the five bottom, how can there only be three? I mean, won't there always be five on the bottom, won't there? And so how can there only be three of the five that would qualify?
Thank you for the question, and that was the intent of the prior amendment, to try to clarify some of that language. You can think of it in terms as the list being fluid, meaning as the reports come in, you're looking at the first cutoff on the qualifying list, and then the schools are ranked there. Let's say that the school has improvement, and it gets pulled off of that list. It goes back to the tier above it. It can create it to where there's only there's fewer schools that qualify. Also, there's a voluntary participation. That's one reason why we had to tweak that language, that a system can say, hey, we would like one of our schools in this. So we're think of it in terms of five slots at the bottom, that they have the power to submit the ones that qualify. They have to. And then if there's extra slots, if someone wants to come in voluntarily, they can use those slots to fill. So I think the best term would be that there's five slots.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Richardson, rise?
To ask Representative Meyer a question.
Gentleman, yield.
Yes, sir.
He yields.
I want to get my hands around this. So if I'm the dead last, I'm the worst performing school system in year one, and we get that committed superintendent and the parents on board, and by year three, I move up to year five. Without your amendment, I still go into this program. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
To debate it?
Gentleman has the floor to debate the amendment.
Yeah, frankly, members, I think that we probably should put the whole school system in a low-performing program because we're not meeting the needs of these children now. But one thing life has taught me, whenever you take that shall or may and turn it into a shall, it creates harsh circumstances. And I think that Representative Meyer has a good point here. If there's substantial improvement like that, we need to have, the school board needs to have leeway to allocate for that. I think it's a good amendment.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Alexander, rise?
To ask the bill sponsor a question.
Representative Elmore, the bill sponsor or amendment sponsor?
Bill sponsor. Bill sponsor.
Representative Elmore, gentleman yield?
Yes, sir.
He yields.
Representative Elmore, I was wondering, what happens if a virtual school shows up in the low performing list consistently?
Can I get a clarification? Are you talking about the virtual charter schools? Yes, they are considered public school units, so they are considered under much of this with the evaluation pieces.
Further discussion, further debate on the amendment. For what purpose, the lady from Pitt, Representative Smith, rise.
To ask the bill sponsor a question.
Representative Elmore, gentleman yield.
Yes.
He yields.
I was unclear on your last statement. So does that mean the charter school will fill a slot, one of those five slots that you talked about?
Will you ask your question one more time, Representative
Smith? I was unclear on the response to Representative Alexander. So in clarification,
yes.
Does that mean if one of the virtual schools is at the bottom, they will fill one of those five slots?
That is what I'm checking on right now.
Oh, you're checking on that.
Yes,
thank
I
you.
Am, to where I can give a 100% answer. Off the top of my head, the answer is yes, but I want to make sure. Mr. Speaker, can I request that staff come on the floor?
Staff is permitted on the floor.
This? Thank you.
For what purpose, gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, rise?
To change my vote on Amendment 2 to Senate Bill 522 to aye.
The gentleman be recorded as having voted Aye on Amendment A2. And the gentleman from Wilkes continues to have the floor if he'd like to respond to the question.
Yes, thank you, Representative Smith. I'm glad that I confirmed this. On page 2 of the bill, it states a school that is a Title I school in the lowest performing 5% of the school performance grades of all Title I schools. For the purpose of this subdivision, a Title I school is a school that is governed by a local board of education and receives funds under Part A of Title I. So what that means is that is the LEAs themselves. That means that the charters are not part of this, and that would include, Representative Alexander, the virtual charters. Yes.
Further discussion, further debate on the amendment? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of Amendment A4. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk Light Machine, record the vote. 55 having voted in the affirmative, 57 in the negative. The amendment fails. Further discussion, further debate on the bill? If not, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 522 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Hurley, the lady would like to record on the vote on the bill. Clerk will like the machine record the vote. 58 having voted in the affirmative, 54 in the negative. Senate Bill 522 passes at second reading. We'll remain on the calendar unless there's the title was changed because of the amendment that removed text. Is there objection to third reading? Hearing no objection. Rule suspended. Third reading. Clerk will read.
General Service, North Carolina next.
For what purpose the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Smith, rise?
I'd like to debate the bill.
Gentleman's recognized to debate the bill.
I spoke with the bill sponsor with regard to my major concerns on this bill, and on page 7, sections 20 through 27, it talks about what happens to the employees of the school system, of the particular school that's taken over by ISD. And in this section, it talks about the employee could continue with employment with the local board of education. The employee could be dismissed in a reduction of force, or the employee could be dismissed otherwise as applicable to Article 22 of this chapter. In my professional and humble opinion, this circumvents due process. Just because ISD, you work at a Title I school, you've been working at that school for 15 years or whatever, and you've been working hard. Your performance evaluations are impeccable. No one says that you're performing at below standard. You're giving it the best you've got. But yet and still, this bill allows the school system at its discretion to come in and riff you. You just lost your job because of this bill. But your performance evaluations do not reflect a poor performance. I have major issues with this. And when this happened in my district, there were four administrators who lost their careers behind this bill. This is not a good bill, and this is definitely not a good section. And I did speak with the bill sponsor about it, and I did not receive a favorable response, so I don't know that he would be amenable to an amendment to it, but it certainly is a problem for me because this allows the school system to truly circumvent due process, and every employee is entitled to due process.
For our purpose, gentleman from Wilkes, Representative Elmore Rice.
To debate the bill.
The gentleman has floor to debate the bill.
I appreciate Representative Smith sharing with me that section dealing with that. Much of that is a reality for many teachers dealing with the school systems that were holding arts, music, and PE teachers hostage. I was threatened with a reduction of force, and my evaluations have been fine. That is an empowerment of the local boards already with it. A lot of the concept with the school takeover is the idea that the new entity can come in with a principal and the principal can develop the staff that they want. Some checks and balances to make the community a little bit more aware that has been put into this upon reflection is one that deals with nepotism laws, that the idea that if there's a school board member that has a relative that works at the school in any capacity, and that's defined in statute what a relative is, that they would automatically recuse themselves from it. They don't have to make that choice. It would be recusal by law. So it makes that kind of situation that could be very contentious, that doesn't have to happen. Also, there's some reporting to the county commissioners to where, because it does deal with school buildings and the use of school buildings, possibly by a separate entity, that they are made aware of what's going on too. So this is not the process and openness of this with the public hearing, et cetera, and the reforms to that really make the community aware of what's going on with that in the situation. So those were some changes that were made since the last time that we put this through to try to deal with some of that communication of the community as a whole and what exactly does this mean so the teachers, parents, everyone would understand how that is handled. So I would appreciate your support on the bill.
For what purpose, Gentleman Wayne, Representative Smith rise.
To debate the bill a second time. The
gentleman is recognized.
And while I do understand that and that sounds good, but the problem here is that there's no one person that was affected by this takeover. The entire community was affected by it. It was the students at the school. Someone said in the last debate, what about the kids? Absolutely, what about the kids? The kids were devastated when this happened. It was a community that was torn apart. We have a school here that I don't care what happens from this point forward, it will always be stigmatized as a low-performing school because the state decided it was going to come in and take it over. So it's much deeper than just one individual or one set of circumstances. And lastly, this bill does not go nearly far enough. If you really want this bill to have an impact, then why is the superintendent of the school system not included in the individuals that can lose their job? The superintendent is the ultimate responsible person for that school. But the school superintendent is allowed to keep his or her $200,000 a year salary while the principal and the teachers have to wonder whether or not they're going to get riffed or not. But he or she is allowed to keep their salary. So if we're going to make this bill have teeth, if we really support this bill, if we really believe in it, let's put some real teeth in it. Let's go all the way to the top. Because every job that I've ever had as a leader, I had to accept responsibility for the outcome. But in this case, we're allowing the leader of the school system to walk away with clean hands, throw the principal and the teachers under the bus. So again, I suggest we vote against this bill.
For what purpose, gentleman from Guilford, Representative Quickrise?
To debate the bill.
The gentleman has the floor.
I would ask that we vote against this bill based on our recent history. While just a few days ago, when we were debating the virtual charter school, we said that the formula for low-performing virtual charter schools was simply add more challenging students. In this bill, we're saying that the more challenging students we have, that the formula for that is to take over the school and to totally tear up a community. Doesn't make sense. If you juxtapose the two beside each other, we're saying two different formulas for some of the same students who are having challenging academic outcomes. This bill just totally makes no sense compared to our recent decisions in this body.
Further discussion, further debate? Not the question before the House. Passage of Senate Bill 522 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Pen the chair. The ayes have it. Now, as do have it, Senate Bill 522, having passed third reading, is ordered engrossed and returned to the Senate. Ask our pages to come forward, please.
To our pages, on behalf of my colleagues and I, we wanted to thank you for your service this week. We hope you've had a chance to observe your government, to learn a little bit as far as the committees and then the House votes as well. But more importantly, I hope you've had a chance to make some friends from around the state. You all will be here with us again tomorrow, although we will not be taking votes, so you'll probably see a lot less smiling faces here in the chamber tomorrow than you do today. But I would ask my colleagues, please join me in thanking our pages for their service this week. You may return to your posts. And members, we're going into notices and announcements. Again, this is a reminder, there'll be no votes tomorrow in the no vote session. Notices and announcements. For what purpose does the lady from Wilson, Representative Farmer Butterfield, arise?
To make an announcement, Mr.
Speaker.
The
lady has the floor.
Thank you. Colleagues, I would like to invite you all to a forum on diverse perspectives, women of color, in terms of the political and policy landscape. This is sponsored by the North Carolina Legislative Black Caucus and Scholars Strategy Network. It is for men and women. And it's today at the Capitol Club, 16 West Martin Street here in Raleigh, at the Canaan Room. And so far we have 140 attendees, so hurry up and register and see me about coming to this event. Thank you.
Thank you. For what purpose, gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Floyd, rise?
Inquiry, Chair, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman's recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I truly want to thank you for your vision for tomorrow. Could you expand that to Monday of next week, sir?
There are votes planned for Monday at this point. There will be votes on Monday. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, sir. For what purpose, the lady from Wake, Representative Ball, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I had assumed that my colleague was going to ask the question about Friday, so I will pose that one to you as well. Will we be having any votes on Friday?
No.
Thank you.
Or Saturday as well, I'm just wondering. Or Sunday. Any further notices or announcements? If not, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognize her motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn to reconvene Thursday, July 25th at 9 o'clock a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Johnson, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, July 25th at 9 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Stand adjourned.
Representative Howard Setzer, Zoka Conrad, Ross and Warren are recognized. Sent forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Howard Setzer, Zoka Conrad, Ross and Warren, Finance Committee report. House Bill 848, RV dealer registration, favorable and referred to Rules Council and Arbitrations of the House.
House Bill 848, will you refer to the Committee on Rules?
Senate Bill 590, modify continuing education for real estate broker, favorable and referred to Rules Council and Arbitrations of the House.
Senate Bill 590, will you refer to the Committee on Rules?
Senate Bill 681, Rural Health Care Stabilization Act, favorable House Committee Substitute, unfavorable Senate Committee Substitute, and refer to Rules Council and Arbitrations of the House.
The Senate Committee Substitute will be placed on the unfavorable calendar. The House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 681 is ruled material, constituting its first reading, and Senate Bill 681 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, calendar operations of the House. A motion of the Chair. Senate Bill 562, short title, the Second Chance Act, is withdrawn from the calendar 36B and recommitted to the Committee on Rules, calendar and operations of the House. On motion of the Chair, Senate Bill 537, short title, Establish New Payment Methodology, ACHs, is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules and recommitted to the Committee on Health. A C referral to the Committee on Rules is added.